Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Governments are pausing puberty blockers based on scientific evidence. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's encouraging to see at least 8 foreign governments and 23 U.S. states have recently halted or limited the prescription of these puberty blockers hormones for children because, wait for it, the scientific evidence is now exposing that these drugs are unnecessary, ineffective, and dangerous.
That's right. And so this is an amazing trend that's happening around the world in Europe and then also in the United States. For example, there is a lot of research that's happening all over the world, and we're going to talk about one particular piece of research called the CASS review that has recently been released with regards to a very extensive study. It's a 4-year study, 388-page report examining much of the existing and published research on the medical model that affirms gender confusion with puberty blockers and hormones. Essentially, Dr. Cass, who authored this report, revealed that the model is without validation, stating that there is remarkably weak evidence supporting the use of puberty blockers and hormones with children, and that many studies lacked any positive measurable outcomes.
And you know, we've been talking about this. We'll see this study, that study here and there, but she has done an amazing job in this 4-year compilation of all these different studies, just proving that what we've said about children and this LGBT agenda.
Well, you know, we have 23 states, as you mentioned, that have acted legislation outright banning the administration of these puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones on minors. But there's also many leading European countries that have expressed caution and doubt about the safety of these drugs and their efficacy and are changing the way they treat children with so-called gender confusion. For example, medical authorities in the United Kingdom, Finland, France, Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden have either halted, issued strict guidelines, or are investigating puberty blockers while placing more emphasis on counseling and therapy for younger age groups. Specifically, Sweden's National Board of Health and Welfare stated the risk of the drugs outweigh their benefits, and France's National Academy of Health recommended, quote, great medical caution, close quote, due to potential negative and irreversible side effects. In 2023, Russia also outlawed all medical interventions aimed at changing the sex of a person. You know, so there is a huge trend happening internationally, but there's also that trend that's happening here in the United States of America.
You know, and I just pray, Matt, this happens more in the United States because a lot of these greedy billionaires that are funding all this, you know, like those dollar signs, and they don't care about these children who are being, you know, harmed, who are being left infertile, who are, you know, have this great harm to them. But these reports that she found again show that gender confusion on these children, they eventually grow out of it.
Yeah, and the reason for that, we want to get into that a little bit more, and then we also want to talk about some of the harm that's happening. But we saw earlier this year, for example, the National Health Service, which is NHS, in both England and Scotland, they've halted puberty blockers and hormone treatments for children after the groundbreaking CASS review was published. England's NHS commissioned the independent review, which was conducted by Dr. Hilary Cass, the former president of the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health. Dr. Cass delivered a comprehensive report, as we've mentioned already, finding that there's little evidence to support this and, frankly, that there's harm. And as you mentioned, most children actually grow out of these confused situations that they face themselves. Dr. Cass has emphasized that a child's physical and mental health should be treated holistically, and she has made 32 recommendations to reform, quote, gender-related services, close quote, that place the mental health of the child ahead of any, quote, potentially irreversible medical treatments, close quote. The results of the review prompted the NHS in England and Scotland to formally halt these puberty blockers, citing not enough evidence of safety and clinical effectiveness. Now, you have to understand the importance of this, because this involves a gender clinic that was one of the, quote, world leaders, quote unquote, if you will, in this area, the Tavistock Clinic. And the Tavistock Clinic, there was basically promoting puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and then also these mutilating surgeries. And so when this report was independently tasked, and then when it was published, the NHS that covers the health system of England and Scotland reviewed it and said, this has to stop. So they've put this stoppage on puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for minors. And as a result of that, this clinic, the Tavistock Clinic, has now ceased to exist. Previously, like in 2022, England had shut down its gender identity development services clinic at Tavistock after Dr. Cass led this investigation into the clinic, finding that the doctors pressured minors as young as 10 years old into taking puberty blockers and hormone drugs, while an analysis showed many of those children deteriorated in mental health while taking the drugs. And consequently, now in 2024, the Tavistock Clinic has ultimately ceased doing this dangerous procedure.
You know, amen to that. And because this is a fairly new trend, so to speak, there's been a lack of longitudinal studies. However, Dr. Cass reviewed a landmark report by psychiatrists and mental health researchers in the Netherlands. And this study followed 2,772 adolescents for 15 years, beginning at the age of 11 and ending around the age of 26, reassessing their mental health in three-year intervals. While 78% of the adolescents in the study never experienced gender confusion, 19% did, but reported that the confusion dissipated with age to the point where they embraced their biological sex.
Yeah, only the remaining 2% expressed persistent discontent with their gender well into adulthood. Mm-hmm. So that is virtually everyone.
Exactly.
Resolved without these kinds of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries. They grew out of it. So there's good news and hope for parents and grandparents, friends of those who you may see struggling for whatever reason. And we'll talk about some of the reasons that come out in this report on another occasion. But I want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't give up, because continue to pray, continue to love these children, and be encouraged that the studies show, as in this case, that they grow out of it. They grow out of it as they approach puberty.
Absolutely. You know, the researchers also wrote that gender confusion in early adolescence generally decreases with age and appears to correlate with a poorer self-concept and mental health. So that's a great, you know, thing to look at. Make sure that you're investing in your children and in their mental health, in their self-confidence, and giving them positive things about themselves. Obviously, point them to the Lord, but that has a big part of where they go with this whole issue. You know, keep them off of social media. Make sure they're not being pushed, this agenda is not being pushed on them in schools, and so many different factors.
Yeah, stay with them and find out what's going on, because a lot of times what happens is it's a gender pressure situation. You know, you're around other girls, girls around girls, or boys around boys, or whatever, and there's a pressure that happens. Somebody decides they want to be different. There's also, as we're going to talk about, mental issues that happen. So get the right counselor. Now, be careful on selecting a counselor. Don't go out and just select a counselor, because a lot of these counselors are infected, brainwashed by this nonsensical ideology that you have to just affirm them. No, you don't affirm a lie. If you have a biological son, you don't affirm that they're a girl or neither or something completely different. You don't change the situation of the mental issues that they're dealing with or the social pressure by affirming a lie.
Get to the root cause, though. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can reach out to groups like, say, the American Association of Christian Counselors, AACC, American Association of Christian Counselors, to find a good Christian counselor who's experienced in this area. Be very careful what kind of counselor you take your child to. It's very critically important. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.